here we are. This is part three of a series on religion without God. And I wanted to look this week at death. The talk's called Death and the Biggest Questions of All. It's quite interesting to write a talk when you're not feeling very well. So I've been coming down with the cold. And one of the things that I noticed about it today particularly was it just really slows you down. I've got a friend who's got cancer and she's been writing very movingly, very regularly, every day almost, on a blog about having cancer. And one of the things she was talking about the other day was how her whole perspective has become more temporary. And she's no longer kind of projecting long-term projects and plans. And she's getting comfortable with the uncertainty of that. I don't know anything like that experience, just having a cold. But I noticed, like, working on this, that there is something about slowing down physically. Your muscles are sore and, you know, your energy's lower. And it definitely does push you inward in a certain way. If you're going to talk about death, I think the one thing that's not appropriate is certainty. This has come up as a kind of recurrent theme through the whole series of Religion Without God. Certainty is generally not your friend. If you happen to be an enlightened being, then maybe we could talk about it afterwards. But I'm certainly not an enlightened being, and certainty is not something that's really appropriate for a talk on death. We'll get in a minute to why I want to talk about death, but when you're considering it, and you're considering all the big questions that are usually associated with religion, I suppose the first thing you have is a question, which is, where do we start? Where do I start? In this talk, I'm going to look at some ideas, and I'm going to look at some quite out there visions, and I'm going to, I suppose, leave you with some, I think, quite big questions, some quite big challenges. You probably won't get any answers, but you might get lots of texture around the experience of having a big question that matters. So where do we start when we're considering death and all the big questions, especially in a religion without God? We can't start with our personal or collective relationship to God or the devil in this life or in an afterlife. We can't start with ideas of eternal reward or eternal punishment, all those familiar things. I guess one thing that we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks is that what we really start with as Buddhists is our experience. And particularly as it's laid open to us in meditation and in reflection. If we take last week, for instance, I can't remember how many of you were here last week, probably quite a number of you. We were looking last week at starting when you look at your experience to try and get a sense of the relationship between your experience of desire or aversion to whatever comes at you through your senses, and the willed emotional response that comes afterwards. So you take an information and then you have a response, and then that sets up a whole chain of action and reaction, and off it all goes, and off we go. So where we start, I think, in Buddhist practice is in mindfulness. We start in mindfulness with what arises and then what we do. And it's quite a simple equation, what arises and what we do. So it's not an abstract thing, it's not a conceptual thing, it's an experiential thing. So what you do with your mind in the face of your past and present experience shapes the world you perceive and the experience that you have of the world in future. And that's one of the starting points of any Buddhist life. So what you do with your mind in the face of your past and present experience shapes your perception and therefore your experience of the world in future.